And keep in mind that over 50% of mass shootings are more than 50% complete in 3 minutes. Virtually all these shootings tend to be under 5 minutes. You know, Adam Lanza at Sandy Hook cranked off 150-some-odd rounds in under 5 minutes. So what some police departments, in particular the Houston Police Department, has made a video stating the following, that if you're in a situation where there is a mass shooting occurring, try to do one of three things. Run, in other words, grab students, co-workers, etc., and get out of the building, away, out of harm's way. The second is, if you can't do that, figure out a way to hide, someplace where the shooter will likely not find you. The third, they're saying, is you may have to fight him. You may have to grab anything you can, a chair, a fire extinguisher, whatever, and go at the guy to try to subdue him. Because what do you have to lose if you have someone that's about to come in the room or has come into the room with a .223 assault rifle? He's going to kill you and everybody else in the room. You might as well try to subdue him some way, because it's going to save possibly your life and others.
I mean, the police can't take this a study like this and increase their response or decrease their response times. You can only get there so fast, right?
Well, that's right, Amanda, and that's all driven by where the shooting occurs. I mean, if you go in some remote school where law enforcement doesn't happen to be around, let's say in a rural western county, it may take the police a lot longer than 3 minutes to get there.
Okay, and this week, of course, the big spotlight, there's going to be a vote today in the U.S. Senate. The issue is gun control. Is it possible to summarize how law enforcement people in general feel the most effective regulations should be?
Well, it's an interesting split, Greg, because if you look at the studies by interviewing rural sheriffs around the country, they don't think any of these laws will have any impact, and they're against them. Police executives, police chiefs, etc., are very pro background checks, limiting some weapons, limiting the size of magazines. And then you look at the patrol officers in cities, and there's a recent study to say they sort of align themselves with the rural sheriffs. They don't think any of these laws will have any appreciable impact on gun crime in their community.